For there's not anything back there you can change. God has put his blood over it. If you look back, I believe Alzheimer's is because people look back. Instead of having a vision for today and tomorrow, in one of Paul's last writings, you'll hear him say this, "One thing I have overcome is my past." There's nothing in your past you need to look back. The only good thing about your past that you can use it for is for deliverance ministry. People is having to go through what you went through in the past. The rest of it is of no value whatsoever. You need a vision for today. That's what will strengthen you. You need a vision for tomorrow.
Yeah.
But quit digging up the old man and talking to the dead one. And start letting the live one come forth. Of all sad words of tongue and pen, the saddest are, "I might have been a billionaire." And if I'd have been a billionaire, I would have died at 45 as a drunk. You understand? So, don't look back. Look unto today. You can change today, and you can sure impact tomorrow. So, go on and pray for them now. And any of this stuff that's bothering you, kick it out.
Hey, I want to share one other thing before I go on. This is something the Lord showed me to do when I was just a little girl. I grew up in a really rather abusive home. But he showed me how to, there would be a situation going on. And it's almost like I would lift myself up above and kind of hover over that situation and see all the players, including me, all the players in that, you know, whatever was taking place. And I've done that throughout life. I'm able to then see my role if I'm the one that caused, you know, it's like watching a movie, but you're watching it as it's taking place. Did I cause this? What's my action or reaction, you know? And I think that helps in bridling the tongue too, because we can say something that it has such damage to it.
Yeah.
If we can see the situation and not respond except in love.
Negative faith is as positive as positive faith.
Yeah, if we can just...
Negative faith will kill you. Positive faith will give you...